This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show. Now, here's Mr. Great Outdoors, Greg Wagner.
Good morning, good morning. Happy Labor Day weekend to you and yours. This is, thank you, Neil Elkin. This is your Great Outdoor Radio Show. Appreciate you coming along for the ride on Omaha's Boomer Radio Network. Let's mention the stations, 94.5 FM, 106.5 FM, 97.3 FM, 1490 AM, 1420 AM, myboomerradio.com. And man, do we love our Fremont area listeners listening on the Big Dog Country, 98.9 FM and 1340 AM. Love our listeners out that way. Very special guest today with me, Greg Wagner, is Big T, Terry Criz, who really needs a show of his own. Terry Criz, everyone!
Morning, guys.
Good morning, good morning. Terry Criz, owner, manager, great shooter, chief cook and bottle washer at the Oak Creek Sporting Club, family owned and operated. You're about 15 miles or so west of Wahoo, near Brainerd, Nebraska. Oak Creek Sporting Club is a licensed, controlled shooting area, but it's really much more than that. Yeah, it's upland game bird hunting. We're going to talk about that. Their season on pheasants and chuckers is open. It opens September 1, goes through April 15th. We'll talk about that. Tremendous sporting clays course. The sporting clays course is always humming. We'll talk about that. And there's a lot of other things coming up with Oak Creek Sporting Club that you're going to want to hear about. So let's give you a phone number. Great Outdoor Radio Show. Here we go. We have four sublines and one main line. 402-553-1490. 402-553-1490. Terry, do I have to twist your arm even though you're a bigger guy that could pancake block me on the floor back here for a couple sporting clays rounds for trivia?
Absolutely. Ooh, we'll definitely give them away.
The pot. There we go. And appreciate that, Terry. We're so fortunate to have one of my mentors here. He hates it when I say it. No, don't point at him. And it would be the Dean of Nebraska Radio. This is Neil Elkin. We got to give him a big round of applause. Ken, help me. Woo! Terry. Neil Elkin is the Dean of Nebraska Radio. You hear him every morning with Wingy, with Dave Wingert. I love the interaction on Boomer Radio, Omaha's Boomer Radio stations. And you hear him elsewhere as well. Appreciate you, Neil. It's the only time I'm going to tell you that, really. He's just going, forget it. But Neil Elkin is responsible for so many radio careers. Unbelievable. Appreciate Neil Elkin. And then waiting in the wings, might as well get to him now because we do have much to talk about regarding the weather here on the Great Outdoor Radio Show. We bring in the butcher who does the weather, Ken Stoicich of Stoicich House of Sausage. Has another round of applause. Stoicich House of Sausage, 24th and Bancroft, to the north of 24th and Vinton and South O, the original store, old European-style meat store. Fresh meats, wild game and fish processing like no other. And then we always give the West Store love. 130th and Arbor Streets to the north and east of 132nd and West Center Road. Stoicich.com. Ken Stoicich.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Beautiful day, isn't it?
Well, we're going to get near the century mark.
Yes.
I know it's still summer on the calendar, but Labor Day weekend signals kind of fall to me, but it isn't. So you've got a tale of two weather-related stretches.
Oh, my goodness.
Tell us.
Boy, what a week we're in the head for. It's going to be amazing. We got a beautiful 93 degrees today. My goodness, if I could talk, it would be just amazing.
It's the heat coming. It's the humidity rising.
Gosh, I don't know what's going on with me. And then tomorrow, that 101. They're hoping for a 101 because we haven't hit over 100 yet this year, so they're hoping for that. I hope they don't get it. And then
Labor Day,
a little bit more, a little bit nicer back in the 80s. And then, gosh darn, Monday. Winter coats are advised Monday morning.
Possible snow in western Nebraska?
Yes. Well, Shattern had, 34 degrees the other day?
That is correct.
Gosh, It's hard to believe. It's 34 in Nebraska
archery,
already.
Antelope hunting. Elk hunters, some of them are there. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then rain all day Tuesday. My goodness.
We need rain, don't we, Terry?
Yes,
Chris?
We are dry.
Wow.
Oh, that's going to be a blessing.
Tinderbox, scary dry.
Yeah, that's going to be a blessing.
Especially out there. Mm-hmm.
And then the day school for the next week. I think next weekend is going to be looking really forward to is 70s, sunny.
Beautiful.
Just beautiful.
Yes.
Great day at Oak Creek.
Yes.
Lupland game bird hunting there.
Absolutely.
I think to tell the dove hunters, and Terry chime in here, and the teal hunters, I'd get your hunts in because we have nighttime lows, at least in eastern Nebraska, that are going to be in the mid-40s, maybe low 40s. We'll lose doves. We don't gain as many as we'll have from the north to equal what we currently have. So we'll lose a lot. You get temps in the mid-40s, sends them south. Teal, there'll still be some teal around, but we'll lose blue wings probably with temps like that. Depends on the north wind and everything. So,
yeah, we're going to have a lot of...
Welcome to Nebraska. Temperature swing, I think in 48 hours from late Sunday to getting into Tuesday, I calculated it was like 53 degrees.
Jeez.
Welcome to Nebraska. But Terry, Upland game bird hunting, you got hunters this morning.
Got hunters this morning.
Hard on the dogs with the heat.
It is. We got to be very careful. We're, you know, trying to keep it everything early morning hunts, but we are up and running. And yeah, we'll welcome the cool weather next week.
I'm sure you got hunts tomorrow too, probably in the morning.
I do just in the morning with hitting triple digits.
Ooh.
We're not going to do much bird hunting in the afternoon.
Scent and hard on the dogs and hard on the humans.
It is. It's hard all the way around. I mean, we'll probably do a little dove hunting on Sunday. I think
that'll
be good. But
oh, yeah. Plenty of doves around.
I think by Tuesday afternoon, all doves will be packed and gone.
I do too. Ken Stoicich, you're not allowed to go south. You got to stay here. seriously. How's the meat world?
Meat world is doing really, really well. It is. The supplies are coming back to almost normal. I'll be about a month or two yet. And basically, it's COVID is causing it because they used to have 5-6 people on the line. Now they only have 2 or 3. So it slows down production everywhere around. And so that's our problem now.
Yep. Understood. How about a grilling tip for the weekend? We got everybody going to be grilling.
Oh, yes. Gosh darn it, I had a real good one and I forgot the little booger. I'm just a mess today, I'll tell you.
It's the humidity that's rising.
I don't know what's wrong with me, but something's wrong.
That's all right. So what do you think about slapping on the grill? What do you think?
Got to get some sausage on the grill this weekend.
Yeah.
Get some Italian sausage, some Polish sausage, and pop that on the grill. Nothing better than that.
Very good. Hours for both locations?
Open until 5:30 down south and out west. We're open until 6 o'clock today.
Phone numbers for both locations.
Give me a call at 341-7260 or give Michelle a call at 333-7277.
Look at there. I'm coughing right there. Minor allergies. Nettles, pigweed, ragweed.
Yeah, it's dry weather.
Don't it anyhow.
Yeah.
But it's like we're sitting around the coffee table talking. That's just how it is. Okay, so 24th and Bancroft, just to the north of 24th and Vinton and South O, is Stoicich House of Sausage. How many different kinds of sausage again?
Just 140.
Just 140. Have you seen any deer come in, any wild game or fish to your place as of yet? It's
no,
early.
No,
it's early.
I was surprised. I was really disappointed. Usually, like last year, for opening day, we got a deer.
Yeah, normally you get a couple, don't you?
Yeah, and so it's a little slow so far. I think the temperatures have something to do with it. Next weekend, I think
I think you're going to be quite busy, and we'll be excited to hear from you. And then, of course, the West Door, 130th and Arbor to the north and east of 132nd and West Center Road, Stoicich. .com. Have a great Labor Day weekend, buddy.
You
Thanks
too,
for
sir.
Being here. Appreciate the sausage. Hot Italian sausage. There
You're
we go.
Welcome.
All right. And that'll take us to our first time out on the Great Outdoor Radio Show. When we return, oh yeah, it's wing shooting and more with Terry Kriz of Oak Creek Sporting Club.
This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner.
Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizis with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizis for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
For the very best in convenience, it's Cubby's. Stop in today for hot and fresh food, cold drinks, and that local spirit. And the great taste of Godfather's Pizza, with Godfather's Pizza Express inside many Cubby's stores. With every large Godfather's Pizza sold, Cubby's gives a dollar to the school district. So help Cubby's raise some dough for your schools at participating locations. Cubby's in Blair and across the land. For the Cubby's closest to you, hit Cubby's.com.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
Back on the Great Outdoor Radio Show, Boomer Radio Network, Big Dog Country. I want to thank our fine sponsors for giving us this program. Of course, we have the Oak Creek Sporting Club. Terry Criss is in here today. Oak-Creek-Club.com. By phone, 402-545-3111. We have the Cubby's Convenience Stores. We appreciate Cubby's at Cubby's.com. 35 stores in Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota. The store, as you know from last week that I like to go to, the haunt that I have, is at 92nd and Mormon Bridge Road, Highway 75 in McKinley on the northern fringe of Omaha. And then I was out the other day at the UTAN Cubby's, where they have, and most of the Cubby's stores have, Chester's Chicken. Man, is it good. And Godfather's Pizza. You didn't know that, but find a store location near you, frequent it. Try the Chester's Chicken. Really good. And Godfather's Pizza. Cubby's .com. And of course, we have Ken Stoizis, Stoizis House of Sausage, on the web at Stoizis.com, as you already have heard, 24th and Bancroft, 130th and Arbor Streets in Omaha. Terry Criss is special guest today, the owner, the proprietor at Oak Creek Sporting Club near Brainerd, Nebraska. And for folks that are going, Oak Creek Sporting Club, is that like a hunting preserve? Give us an overview.
Oak Creek Sporting Club, we're a family-owned, operated hunting preserve operation. What that means is, you know, we are liberating birds on a regular basis, so we're allowed by the Game and Parks to have an extended season. We open up for hunting September 1st. We'll run it through April 15th now. And, you know, we run about 1,000 acres on our hunting preserve. We got 9 different fields that we can do corporate hunts, family hunts. You know, we cater to all styles, whether you have your own dog and want to do your own hunt, to training, to a fully guided, completely taken care of hunt with one of our 8 wonderful guides. We also have the sporting clays, trap, skeet, bystand, about every target you can shoot with a shotgun we offer. We got 2 sporting clay courses, all fully automated, and we run 7 days a week.
What are some of the common questions you're getting, especially this time of year at Oak Creek?
You know, this time of year, you know, what does it take to come out to Oak Creek and hunt? How far in advance do you need to reserve? What licenses, etc.? You know, with 9 fields, you know, I got guys texting me this morning wanting to hunt tomorrow. You know, normally we always have a field available. If you wanted a fully guided hunt, you know, need a few more days just to get a guide lined up. I'll be honest, this time of year, with this fluctuating heat, you know, we're just probably doing more hunts mainly in the mornings. We'll cater to anybody right now on that side. You know, what you need a valid hunting permit, or habitat stamp for the game parks if you are a Nebraska resident. If you're coming from out of state, you can get an out-of-state permit, or you could get a controlled shooting area permit that we can provide on site.
Your Sporting Clays course is so popular. Talk about that.
Sporting Clay course, you know, if you've never done it, it's considered kind of like golf with the shotgun, except I don't have a beer cart going around. But, you know, we've got two sporting clay courses. You know, example, yesterday we had a corporate group out there with a little over 100 shooters. We can run all 20 stations to accommodate larger groups to that size. Today we've got a lot of smaller groups, so we're running two separate 10-station courses. A typical round of sporting clays, about 100 targets, typically 50 to 100 targets. And, you know, it's set up where you can, you know, right now, it's set up for all levels of shooters. You know, you got a little bit of everything. The nice thing about sporting clays compared to, say, trap or skeet, you know, we've got it's a mile-long course through the woods. You get a nice little walk. You get to see different targets anywhere from slightly bigger than a half dollar to a rabbit that rolls on the ground, something unique. It's more geared toward the hunting side.
You are an excellent sporting clays shooter. For those that are in the field going after doves this weekend, give them a few shooting tips.
You know, you watch new shooters and probably some of the common mistakes you see in even the avid hunters is, you know, getting excited, picking your head off that gun. You know, keeping that head on the gun is key, and obviously leading. You know, very rarely when I'm helping somebody, you know, with their shooting, do they shoot ahead of something. They're always behind.
I'm behind it.
Yep. I always teach, you know, make sure you got both eyes open with the shotgun. That is the way to shoot it. Learn to shoot with both eyes open. And the bead at the end of the gun, it's there to get set up. But once you start shooting with both eyes open, you lose that bead and just follow your eyes.
You are the perfect place to go with youth or newcomers to the shooting sports or to the hunting world. And I know that firsthand with Noah, whom you took on the Sporting Clays course, tuned him up, worked with him. He heeded the lessons that you taught him, and then, wow, instilled confidence. And then to the field they went. He and Tom and his dog and did extremely well. To me, that is the value of a controlled shooting area, especially with newcomers to the shooting sports and hunting world or with youth.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that we pride ourselves on is giving that experience to a new youth hunter, female hunter, or anybody in general. You know, when I grew up as a kid, and I'm sure when you did too, hunting was something we did. You know, we did with our grandpa, we did with our dad. You know, it seemed like it was a lot more popular back then. And in today's day and world, especially with computers, you know, I got kids. You know,
oh,
they're all glued to their phone, glued to their
video
iPad,
games,
whatever it is,
and phones.
You know, we didn't have those things, and we got outside and we did things. And now, you know, we've lost that. And I think bringing that tradition back, you know, we start to see more father sons, or you know, even mother daughters coming out and spending the day, you know, reliving that tradition and starting to instill it back in.
Let's not forget about senior citizens, and my son-in-law. Tyler Nichols, who's a disabled Army veteran, was with Lou McCollar there for a disabled military hunt. You do very well with those seniors and with disabled individuals. You should talk about that.
Yeah, we put on events all throughout the year and raise money for so many different very worthy charities, and we do events, you know, like that Wounded Veterans Hunt. You know, it's near and dear to our heart. We get to meet some very neat individuals, and we take pride in giving our best effort to give them that experience that they're looking for. And doesn't come without its challenges, doesn't come without, you know, it takes patience. But at the end of the day, you know, especially at the end of that veterans hunt or some of our new, you know, youth mentor hunts, etc., seeing those individuals with a smile on their face and a memory they're not going to forget.
You do team building events.
Absolutely.
With corporations and companies.
Yes.
Talk about that.
You know, and we talk about all the newbies and family orientated events, but, you know, bread and butter are some of the corporate events. You know, we meet people from all over the country. I mean, we've had people from all over the world out there with different corporations doing team building, you know, where they come in and have meetings, maybe lunch, and get some experience with the shotgun, whether it's through the target shooting or the birds. You know, we offer enough that if you're not a hunter, that's fine. You know, come out and get an experience with the shotgun, break a few targets. If you've never hunted and have that one opportunity, you know, we do it. And there's a lot to be said on the corporate level that, you know, I've sat down and visited with some individuals that have put on events. That one-on-one or that experience that you provide for them really builds a relationship for the sales or for the team, and it goes a long way.
I think the appeal of coming to your place is a couple things for me. It's your family. Your family owns and operates. This is your family farm, essentially. Most of it is. It's your family. I'd come out just to hang out with Dean and company. I mean, I would. It's that. And I think the other thing is that, and you bill yourselves as kind of the blue-collar hunting preserve.
Yes. You know, we pride ourselves in the family operation. I mean, 21 years ago when we started this, and this, I will say, dream of mine started, you know, we looked at it, and seven family members to open a business and still be in business today, 21 years
later. Unbelievable.
You know, I honestly get up and I live the dream. You know, not only do I get to spend time every day with the family, but I'm doing something I love, and it's wonderful. You know, today, shout out to Adam and brother-in-law and my beautiful wife, Julie, out there running the place. You
go,
know,
Julie.
She, Adam, and, you know, it's been great. You know, I get to work with them every day, and we have fun. We have a good time. It's a lot of work, but yet we enjoy it.
Yours is more of a blue-collar controlled shooting area. It's not the high line. Maybe some folks listening to us are going, oh, I don't know if I could afford to go to Oak Creek Sporting Club.
You bet. You know, we are catering. We'll create a package or an event or a memory to whatever value you can afford. You know, we run hunts. You know, people always say, you know, they price different hunts all around the country, or, you know, even around the state. And, you know, you can come out to Oak Creek Sporting Club and just over $100 have a fully guided hunt. You know, $100 a person, you know.
And get birds and see great dog work and have a wonderful, hospitable guide.
Yes. You know, if you want meat, Kenny the man, go see him. You know, if you want an experience and have that opportunity to maybe take home a bird, or, you know, just see some really good dog work.
Oh, the dogs at your place.
It's amazing.
Champions.
We have absolutely amazing guides, and they take care of the people, and they have dogs second to none. I mean, they see thousands of birds a year, and it's just a pleasure seeing them dogs work and getting that experience.
Chad Phillips still around there?
Chad Phillips is out there. Ken Homley.
You probably Kenny. Know, oh, yeah. Everybody knows Kenny. Good morning, Kenny and Chad.
Pam Robinson.
Hi, Pam. You know, hi, Chris. Well, hi, Jeff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you were out on a hunt. Tom Floyd.
Yeah. Tom Floyd, the nicest guy you'll ever meet. And his dog is a little unique. He had Noah. And, man, they were something, that pair, Tom and Noah. And I can't remember that dog. I've got a lot of photos of it. But it was just, you know, a champion, like
it
I said.
It is. And it's, you know, we run 99% of our guided hunts are behind pointing dogs. So you're going to see nice, staunch points, honoring. I mean, it is amazing what these four-legged.
That makes the hunt for
absolutely.
Me.
When you see a dog honoring another and holding steady for the flush, I mean, there's nothing
memorable.
Better. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Let's have some fun with this audience. Time to play on the Great Outdoor Radio Show, visiting with Terry Kriz of the Oak Creek Sporting Club near Brainerd, Nebraska. Website, oak-creek-club.com. By phone. Easy phone number to remember, 545-3111. 545-3111 and 402. Here comes trivia. I'm going to put together, Terry, a complete packet of Nebraska hunting information. Every piece of hunting information that Game and Parks has, plus that new Public Lands Atlas. I brought one for you today.
Wonderful.
And then, what are you going to throw in from Oak Creek?
You bet. I want to get somebody out there to experience it. Hopefully somebody that's never been there. And bring a friend so they can come out and do 100 rounds of sporting clays per person.
It might be a humbling, but a fun, super fun experience. As Terry said, golf with a shotgun on the Sporting Clays course at Oak Creek Sporting Club, just west of Wahoo. Here comes the trivia question, and I haven't thrown this at you, Big T. And, he's throwing at me an envelope. There we go. Here we go. Unlike hunting elsewhere in Nebraska, when it comes to upland game birds, licensed controlled shooting areas in the Husker State offer a chance to shoot a blank blank. Fill in the blank. Two-word answer. Unlike hunting elsewhere in Nebraska, when it comes to upland game birds, licensed controlled shooting areas offer a chance to shoot a blank blank. Two-word answer. No hints. See if somebody gets it. Hopefully a newcomer to Oak Creek. 402-553-1490. Four sublines. Neil Nelkin waiting to answer those. 402-553-1490. First caller gets it right, wins.
You're listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner.
Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizes with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizes for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
For the very best in convenience, it's Cubby's. Stop in today for hot and fresh food, cold drinks, and that local spirit. And the great taste of Godfather's Pizza, with Godfather's Pizza Express inside many Cubby's stores. With every large Godfather's Pizza sold, Cubby's gives a dollar to the school district. So help Cubby's raise some dough for your schools at participating locations. Cubby's in Blair and across the land. For the Cubby's closest to you, hit Cubby's.com.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
It's the only call I do well, Terry. Hanging out with the crows, Greg Wagner with you. Thank you for being here. Great Outdoor Radio Show on Omaha's Boomer Radio Network and Fremont's Big Dog Country radio stations. We will have a podcast just after the show, courtesy of Nick Burris. Nick, wave to the audience in the back. He's waving. Nick Burris, coming off a night of high school football, producing the broadcasts. And myboomerradio.com. That is the website. There's a link there. Myboomerradio.com. Appreciating again the sponsors of the Great Outdoor Radio Show. Of course, the Oak Creek Sporting Club near Brainerd, Nebraska. Cubby's convenience stores. Again, 35 locations. Nebraska, Iowa, South Dakota. And as you heard in the ad, Godfather's Pizza. But I will also add Chester's Chicken. Oh, the chicken is good. I'm telling you. I had it out at UTAN at the Cubby's there. So it's Cubby's.com. And then we have Stoizes House of Sausage. Stoysage.com, 24th and Bancroft, 130th and Arbor. We have a winner on Great Outdoor Trivia. Neil Nelkin presses the button. And on the line is Ty Bader of Omaha. Ty Bader of Omaha. If you're just joining us, the question with our special guest today, Terry Kriz of the Oak Creek Sporting Club. Unlike hunting elsewhere in Nebraska, when it comes to upland game birds, licensed controlled shooting areas offer a chance to shoot a blank blank. Fill in the blank. Or blanks. This two-word answer. Hey, Ty, what's going on? What's happening? Earth to Ty. Ty, are you there? Hello, Ty. Hello, Ty. No Ty. That's all right. He's probably shooting doves.
I suppose.
He had to put his phone down. Boom, boom. Ty Bader gets it right. And the answer, Terry Kriz, hold on a second. Ty, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
There he is.
All right.
All right. And what is your answer, sir?
It's a hen pheasant, sir.
Right on,
absolutely,
brother. Hen pheasant. You can shoot hen pheasants on controlled shooting areas. Ty, have you been to Oak Creek Sporting Club?
I have not.
I love it. All brand
right.
new.
Congratulations,
brand new.
Ty.
And Terry, what are they going to get from you?
Come on out. We will put you on one of the sporting clay courses. You and a friend can shoot 100 targets each on me.
Wow.
All right. Awesome.
That'll be fun. You're going to enjoy the Chris family, Chris family, Terry, Chris and family at the Oak Creek Sporting Club. And in the mail, we'll send you everything. And Terry's got gift certificates right there for you to present to them. Ty, any questions or comments for Terry, Chris? You got to see Terry with a shotgun. It's something.
All right, perfect. I can't wait to see him. I think I'm going to bring my 11-year-old son out. So.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh,
there, love to have him.
Chris is specialized there with youth. Super. You have a great weekend. Are you hunting this weekend, Ty, at all, or doing yard work?
No, I've got to work. Got to work.
Oh, you got to earn the bread. There you go.
Yeah.
That's how it is. Well, thank you for listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show. I appreciate you, and it'll be great to get you to Oak Creek. Appreciate
you,
Ty.
Guys. Have a good day.
Have a good weekend.
Thank
you,
Ty.
There you go. Ty Bader, that's a new winner and a newcomer to Oak Creek Sporting Club.
Absolutely.
Events. You've got a major concert event coming up at the Starlight, recently renovated Starlight Ballroom.
Absolutely.
Off the highway, out by you. Talk about it.
Oh, yeah. We're blessed to have so many different organizations come out and raise money for Ron McDonald House, American Camp Society, and all kinds of events in between. And with, you know, unfortunately, in the world we live in right now with this COVID thing, you know, things are different, unfortunately, in a lot of cases. But it kind of opened the opportunity without large concert venues going on. We were put in contact with the country band Thompson Square, and they've got a few platinum songs.
Yeah, they're good.
They are good. And
I listen to them.
My wife and I got the pleasure of meeting them after a concert, and they were interested in teaming up with us to put a fundraiser together. And we chose around the Husker football, but unfortunately, at this time, it does not look like we'll
I still
be
have
watching.
My toes and fingers crossed for Scott Frost and Nebraska football.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's not a Saturday without that in the fall. But November 6th, we have the duo, husband and wife, Thompson Square, coming out to Oak Creek Sporting Club, spending the entire day with us. They are also bringing on a new upcoming artist in Nashville, Kristen Kelly.
Nice.
You can look her up. She's got some pretty good songs out there making the billboard, and she'll be joining us. I think she teams up a little bit with Mossy Oak on some things. But the three of them will be coming out in the morning. We're going to do a European style hunt with some friends, kind of a private hunt with them and some Husker players and some other celebrities that are being announced as we go, waiting for a few more commitments. But, looks like a great morning that, individuals can come out. We'll do a 10 a.m. European style hunt, lunch, meet and greet with them over lunch and hanging out. We have an individual, Dave Miller from CZUSA, we work with, that is coming in.
Trick shooter.
Going to do a trick shooting after lunch and kind of just hang out and everybody get to, you know, a little private, intimate afternoon with them shooting clays and messing around. Then that evening, we will head over to Starlight Lounge for a private concert. There'll be a local band, Route 66. Followed by Kristen Kelly, and then we'll top the night off with Thompson Square. I always want to say Thompson Center. My wife
I know.
Is probably
it's,
gonna,
it's a hunting thing.
It's a hunting thing.
It's a muzzler.
No, very
TC,
few people
Thompson
understand
Center.
It, but I,
Black
yes.
powder.
So, but no, Thompson Square will finish the evening over at Starlight. Tickets went on sale yesterday.
They're going fast.
They are.
How do people get them?
Go on our website, www.oak-creek-club.com. There's a link there. Buy your ticket. And, we almost sold a third, pushing a half the tickets in the first 24 hours. So it's going to go fast. It is limited. The morning hunt, you are more than welcome. We ask that you call Oak Creek so I can explain what's going to go on. And, that'll also have even fewer limited spots. You can give me a call at 402-641-0334 or you can call my wife for the business line 402-545-3111. get signed up for the hunt. I'll explain what's all included there and what's happening. And if you come be a part of the hunt, you'll get a ticket to the concert. And we're looking forward to it. We have, you know, teamed up with them, and the profits that we raise for this event are going to go to the Hope Lodge here in Omaha.
We've
had some close ties with them. Unfortunately, cancer's touched many of our lives, and including
all of our families,
including the Chris family. And it's an amazing facility. We were there when they did the grand opening, and just to have 36 rooms for patients to stay here for treatment, and it is 100% free of charge. And so we've teamed up with them this first year. We're going to donate the money there. We have titled the weekend Oak Creek Gives Back. And with the ambition that this continues, even after COVID is gone and concert venues open up on larger scale, Thompson Square and a few of their friends from Nashville have agreed that if things go well with this, we'll be back every year.
I love it. Oak-Creek-Club.com, business line 402-545-3111. For folks that may not know what a European-style hunt is or a driven hunt, can you explain that?
Yeah. What a European style hunt is, it's kind of a group setting hunt. I mean, I compare it to Argentina doves, but you know, I always joke in front of every group, I give it a little talk before we go out and do the hunt. Why is it a European hunt? We're in Bohemian country, and what does it mean? In Europe, the population of pheasants is very high. And one of the benefits they have is they take big, larger groups, 20, 30 individuals. They're below cliffs, treetops, and they walk. They call their flappers, and they're individuals. These peasants walk, and they chase these birds. And it's kind of like a driven hunt for deer, or, you know, if you've ever been on it's a pass shooting hunt. You know, it's high volume hunting. You know, most of our European style hunts are 200 to 500 birds.
Oh, it's excitement.
It's 3 hours of absolute excitement. It's a challenging hunt. You know, everybody always says, how does a bird get away when there's 24 hunters hunting at a time?
Oh, most of them get away. There has to be a cleanup hunt with the dogs.
Yes. Oak Creek does last year, 35 European hunts a year, from corporate events to charity events to just open events. And with those hunts, we average at the end of the year, we always look about a 50 to 60% harvest ratio.
Wow.
And,
I've been part of them, and I've got to throw birds off the tower.
Yep.
And, you know, you add in their weather factors, wind especially, and then these birds that may decide to go a completely different direction. It is full-blown excitement.
It is. It's. I mean, I've got guys that come out and do these European hunts, and 300-bird hunt, shoot 7 boxes of shells. You know,
he's looking right at me saying, yeah. 7 boxes of shells.
We had a hunt. We actually had a European, our first one of the year. It was on Thursday, and Adam, he's our professional bird launcher. He's up there in the tower 90% of the time. And, it was great to see. We had 28 hunters, and we had a bird that climbed probably 100 feet in the air. I think all 28 guys emptied their gun, and then that bird turned and flew and kept going. And it just, we had to stop the hunt, and everybody just sat there and laughed and couldn't believe it happened.
That is a driven hunt.
Absolutely. It's very challenging, but it's a lot of fun. And if you'd ever done one, you know, I love great dog work, and there's something to be said about that. But from older hunters, corporate groups, or, you know, guys that just want to have a good time together, we do bachelor parties. We got some bachelor parties that come out.
Oh, boy.
And do European hunts.
What a great idea.
Absolutely. We do a lot of bachelor parties. I bet we do 1 to 2 a week.
It's a great idea.
Sporting clays, and now starting with the hunt. So, absolutely. Great time. And if you ever wanted to join
a nice lodge, it's
come in, have a nice meal afterwards, and it's a good time.
All right. Oak Creek Sporting Club, 545-3111 in 402, and then oak-creek-club.com, maybe for a bachelor party for someone you know.
Absolutely.
There you go. Let's take another break. Got to pause for the cause and do our biz on the Great Outdoor Radio Show. Much more to talk about with Terry Kriz of Oak Creek Sporting Club after this.
This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner.
Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that can host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizis with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizis for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
For the very best in convenience, it's Cubby's. Stop in today for hot and fresh food, cold drinks, and that local spirit. And the great taste of Godfather's Pizza, with Godfather's Pizza Express inside many Cubby's stores. With every large Godfather's Pizza sold, Cubby's gives a dollar to the school district. So help Cubby's raise some dough for your schools at participating locations. Cubby's in Blair and across the land. For the Cubby's closest to you, hit Cubby's.com.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
Welcome back to the Great Outdoor Radio Show on Omaha's Boomer Radio Network, Fremont's Big Dog Country Radio Stations. Thanking our sponsors, of course, the Oak Creek Sporting Club near Brainerd, Stoicich House of Sausage, 24th and Bancroft, 130th and Arbor Streets in Omaha. And then Cubby's, my Cubby store. It's a big one, 92nd and Mormon Bridge Road. One of the places where I kind of hang is I pit stop there for one of my diet dues.
There you go.
And probably a sandwich or two. Have a figure to maintain. I'll get some chips as well. Then I'll head north, fill up the old critter hauler, 92nd and Mormon Bridge Road, Highway 75 in McKinley. You know where it is. That's the Cubby's that I go to. There are 34 other locations in Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota. See those at Cubby's.com. And they're giving back to the community as well, like Oak Creek Sporting Club and also Ken Stoicich at Stoicich House of Sausage. Special guest today, Terry Kriz of the Oak Creek Sporting Club, representing the Kriz family. Fine establishment. It's a hunting preserve, sporting clays, shooting course, and a lot more. Terry, I would ask you, what are some of the lesser known features you have at Oak Creek where you say, why are people taking advantage of that or this?
Sure. You know, one of the, you know, we offer memberships and we get a lot of questions about that. Do you need to be a member? Do you not? You know, memberships out at Oak Creek Sporting Club are there for discounts, you know, and one of the benefits of being a member, we have a pond. We have just a nice farm pond there with some largemouth bass, bluegill, channel.
He's not letting me fish that pond, for the record.
I got to get your membership renewed. No.
But see how no. That is? There's a businessman right there.
But, you know, we allow catch and release fishing, and that's real starting to pick up. And we've had some pretty good luck out there fishing. You know, and one of the things, you know, people get worried not knowing what to do, haven't been in the outdoors, and you know, I keep mentioning that we cater to all.
Yeah, you guide people through the process.
Absolutely. And you can create the morning, the afternoon, or the entire day of events, and we'll take care of that, you know, and you can do as little or as much as you want.
You have a scenic place. You're in the Bohemian Alps. It's rolling hill farm country with wooded creek bottoms, a lot of nice conservation reserve program grasses. Some cropland as well. I think the ambience of the area just sets you in a great mood right off the bat.
Yeah, one of the things that we couldn't have created is what Mother Nature did. You know, we are very blessed. We got rolling terrain, you know, some of this new pollinator CRP program, yep, to upland grass, native pasture, cropland, you know, just the creek that runs through. Obviously, we're Oak Creek, and we've got thousands of oak trees throughout the facility, and it's just Mother Nature has blessed us. And this time of fall, all the sumac turning and the colors, it is gorgeous.
All right, I'm going to get into asking you just some rough prices to give people an idea. So I want to come out with young Noah, UNO senior, by the way. We're going to get him gainfully employed when he graduates from this pandemic thing. But let me ask you, with Oak Creek Sporting Club, I want to come out for a guided bird hunt. I want Tom again.
You bet. Tom and Sophie.
Tom and Sophie. We remembered, you remember yeah. the name. In the dog. I want a fully guided hunt. Going to do pheasants. What's that going to run us for a few hours or half a day?
You know, a fully guided hunt.
That's what I want.
3 to 5 birds, you know, a right. person. You're, right. you're going to look at the tops $150.
Geez, I can't drive to southwest Nebraska for that, to be honest with you. And let's point out that with the Upland Slam the Game and Parks has, you know, you don't need to worry locally about pheasants because that could be accomplished at a license-controlled shooting area like Oak Creek. To get that pheasant, you will have to travel for your grouse.
Right.
Quail, maybe not too far in southeast Nebraska.
We're starting to hear them. I know they're out there.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll point that out as well. With Oak Creek Sporting Club, Sporting Clays course, you have leagues.
Yes. Yep.
We and run how a, do I get involved in a league? How much does it cost?
You know, we run a league. We started this a few years ago, and right now I think we're right at 100 shooters in league. Last year we had 140. Kind of backed off a little bit with everything going on. But we run a league. It starts in April, runs for 6 months. All you have to do is shoot one time a month. You can come and shoot twice for three months, shoot twice. You know, just trying to make it very simple. It can be shot any day of the week. It's $120 to buy in, and that is given all out in prizes, whether it's a cash prize or we gave away 16 guns this year. We teamed up
oh,
with
wow.
yeah, CZUSA. We got 16 guns from them. We got some gift certificates from Guns Unlimited we work with. A new sponsor this year with Big Frig.
Good.
Big Frig coolers jumped on. We're giving away, you know, a nice cooler every month. And it's a lot of nice prizes every month we're drawn, and it's random. I don't care if you shoot a 1 or you shoot a 99, you're in the drawing.
I'd be 1.
Yeah.
I win the drawing.
We break everybody down in groups of 10 based on how they do throughout the year, and then we do some cash prizes at the end. So that has gone very well, and the flexibility of when you can shoot it is really gone over.
Good. And it's easily distanced out on that sporting clays course. You can't see each other.
No. You want to talk about social distancing.
Oh, you're outside.
Yeah. I mean, we had 100 yesterday, and everybody was 50 feet apart. Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody asked me, Greg, have you ever been in a bowling league? No. I don't want to be in a bowling league, and I don't want to be in a golf league. You've seen me play golf, Terry.
Yes. Well, honestly, you've seen us play golf, and I probably...
We're all better off
God
in the shooting
God
sports.
Rest his soul, Jerry.
Uncle Jerry Gray.
Uncle Jerry.
We love Jerry.
We played in that golf tournament that time with our pink
Jerry
camo
Gray
suits.
And I laughed so hard. We were in a cart. I hit a couple balls, and he goes, get back in the cart.
Yeah. We had a good
get
time.
Get back in the cart, kid.
We had a good
Just
time.
Just that simple. So, all right, let's do some trivia. Great outdoor trivia. Round number 2. Listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show, you are on Omaha's Boomer Radio Network, Fremont's Big Dog Country, being brought to you by Oak Creek Sporting Club, Stores to Toss the Sausage, and Cubby's Convenience Stores. Here we go. Another complete packet of Nebraska hunting material, the hard copies, old school, everything to get you squared away for your fall adventures. And then, courtesy of Terry Kriz, Oak Creek Sporting Club near Brainerd, Nebraska, about 15 miles west of Wahoo, near the town of Brainerd, Butler County, even though you have some land in Saunders County as well. What are you throwing in, Big T?
Let's throw in another 2 rounds of sporting clays.
All right. Very good. Did you like this question?
I did.
You and I have been on radio so long, it's getting tougher for me to come up with questions with my giant sixth grade brain. Controlled shooting areas like the Oak Creek Sporting Club, folks, are an excellent resource for introducing new hunters and new blanks to the lifestyle of upland game bird hunting. Fill in that blank. Controlled shooting areas like Oak Creek, excellent resource for introducing new hunters and new blanks to the lifestyle of upland game bird hunting. No hints to start with. This round is open to all of you, of course. And first person that gets it right wins. Let's hear from you. Phone number to call with your informed guesses. 4 sublines, 1 lane, main line. 402-553-1490. 402-553-1490.
You're listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner.
Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoises with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoises for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
For the very best in convenience, it's Cubby's. Stop in today for hot and fresh food, cold drinks, and that local spirit. And the great taste of Godfather's Pizza, with Godfather's Pizza Express inside many Cubby's stores. With every large Godfather's Pizza sold, Cubby's gives a dollar to the school district. So help Cubby's raise some dough for your schools at participating locations. Cubby's in Blair and across the land. For the Cubby's closest to you, hit Cubby's.com.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
Back on the Great Outdoor Radio Show, final segment on Omaha's Boomer, Fremont's Big Dog Country Radio Stations, myboomerradio.com. Podcast link will be available there immediately after the program, courtesy of Nick Burris. Neil Nelkin's on the board there, myboomerradio.com. Let us also point out that 1 week from today, we have a first-time guest coming. This guy is quite a knowledgeable outdoors person. We have Dr. Kirk Kelly of Elkhorn Chiropractic coming to the microphone to cover Terry, Neil, what we should and should not be doing when we're out hunting and taking part in other outdoor activities.
Interesting.
Those contortions and everything else. It's chiropractor Dr. Kirk Kelly, Elkhorn Chiropractic, coming 1 week from today, Saturday morning, 9 to 10, right here, Boomer, Big Dog Country. And what you don't know about Dr. Kelly is he worked 12 years at Cabela's. He went to the University of Nebraska School of Natural Resources. Went to school or college with Mike Lubin, Terry. Wow. You better talk to Dr. Kelly.
I guess.
You know Lubin better than anybody. Good morning, Conservation Officer Mike Lubin and Conservation Officer Rich Bergren, too.
He's not up yet.
Rich is up. Oh, Rich has probably been up for hours.
I don't think Mike is.
No. And then Dr. Kelly also worked for Wyoming Fish and Game Department, plus 15 years chiropractor.
Wow.
Quite an educational.
That's quite the resume.
This is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to speak to Dr. Kirk. All right, Great Outdoor Trivia, round number two. We have a winner. He's been waiting on the line. Controlled shooting areas like Oak Creek Sporting Club, that Terry essentially manages with his family, are an excellent resource for introducing new hunters and new blanks to the lifestyle. I don't say sport, I say lifestyle of upland game bird hunting. Fill in the blank, John Schlega, Omaha. Hey, John, how you doing today?
Good.
John, you know this answer. What is it?
It's hunting dogs.
That's
absolutely
right, hunting
congratulations.
Dogs. Hunting dogs. John Schlega of Omaha. Thank you very much. John, have you been to Oak Creek?
Yes, I have.
You have?
Wonderful.
We've done a couple events for our nonprofit out there. So,
what's your nonprofit? Give it a shout out.
The Big Game Conservation Association.
Oh, there you bet. There's a wonderful new organization.
Absolutely.
And how do folks find out about that, John, while I got you on the line? Big Game Conservation Association.
They can go to www.nebiggame.com.
All right. You want to come on the show sometime? We got to talk to you. We got to talk big game.
Yeah,
you want to come on?
We can definitely arrange something like that.
You and I will talk. So, congrats, John. Are you hunting this weekend, buddy?
Yeah, I'm actually just driving in back home with my dog that I just took out for the first time. We were trying to find some dove, but evidently they had better plans and have moved off. Didn't see any of them this morning. We saw all kinds of other birds. So, yeah.
Better than laying at home in bed.
That's better, to be out in the field.
Absolutely.
You can't shoot them from the couch.
That's right. So, there you go. Love that line. John, thank you very, very much. I will be in touch with you, my friend.
All righty. Sounds good.
Thanks, John. Hunting dogs. Yeah, very good.
Well, and if you read the fine print, it does say no family members are allowed to win, and texting don't count. Adam, you know, you got one right after, what, I've been on this show 12 times with you, and Adam finally got one right.
Yeah, we really appreciate Oak Creek Sporting Club being part of the Great Outdoor Radio Show. It's not about me. It's about the information that you're presenting and that Dr. Kirk Kelly will present and on down the line. I've even had Mike Lubin on here. He did get up. He was almost late. Yeah,
talk about broadcasting from the couch.
Exactly. And Conservation Officer Rich Burkett. Rich is always here ahead of everybody.
Absolutely.
There you are. So our time is up.
It went fast.
It went fast. Oak-Creek-Club.com for the concert and more events. 402-545-3111. Thanks, Big T.
Hey, thank you, Greg. It's always a pleasure to be on.
All right. And I hope you get a chance to go out and experience hands-on the Oak Creek Sporting Club near Brainerd, Nebraska, about 50 miles or so west of Wahoo in the beautiful Bohemian Alps. And say hi to the Chris family for me.
Thanks, T. Thank you. Have a great day. Have a good Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, that'll wrap it up. Have a very safe weekend of the great outdoors. Stay hydrated and wait for that cold weather coming. Take care, everybody. I'm Greg Wagner.